You'll never have a wreck. He'll bring you through. Hallelujah. That's right. Now, what does a seed do if it's nourished? What happens to a seed? Over in John chapter 15, verse 7 and 8, it says clearly what happens. John 15, a lot of you know this scripture already. Verse 7 and 8. Jesus is speaking here. He says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, there's the words again. There's the word. This word. My words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. In this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. He's telling us how to bear fruit. He's saying it requires abiding in him and letting his words abide in you. That way you bear fruit, much fruit. And sometimes there will be a little pruning so that you can bear more. Amen? Don't look at it that God doesn't love you. He does. He cherishes you. Sometimes he'll prune a little bit so that you'll bear much more fruit. He's a good gardener. Now, a seed planted demands a harvest. What sort of a harvest does God expect? This is the harvest he expects. This is what he has wanted from all eternity, from before the creation of man. This is what he wanted. The fullness of the character of the Lord Jesus Christ in the hearts of his people. Not just numbers of new believers. God expects the full measure of his Son in us. The full measure. Over in Ephesians 4:13, it speaks about the fact that apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are given to the church in order that the full measure might be reached. 4:13 says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The measure of the stature. Nobody's perfect, right? However, mature. Jesus is the only one who never sinned. But the fullness, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ is what God is looking for. He wants to see his Son in you. God has a wonderful, loving relationship with you because of his Son in you. He loves his Son so much. And because he loves his Son, in John chapter 17, it says he loves us in the same way that he loves his Son. Now, this is going to be a shocking statement. Salvation is not God's eternal purpose. Wow. Well, what is it then? It gets us back to God's eternal purpose. Because we failed in the Garden of Eden. Salvation is a stepping stone only to get back to the eternal purpose of God. His eternal purpose is the full measure of his Son in you. Amen. Talking with you day by day. Amen. Growing, increasing in a mighty way. Showing, bearing fruit. Amen. That's what God expects. Now the shaking which we are undergoing is helping us to get aligned with God's perfect purpose in us. Shaking the junk out. Sometimes we don't think we have any junk. Wow. And then sometimes God will reveal it to us. All of a sudden, oh man, Lord, I didn't know that was in me. From free indeed. We found something out like that. That's a valuable course. It teaches you about yourself. Amen. So God wants to be our government. That's why it's so disrupting. Because we want to govern our own lives, don't we? Now, how do we nourish that seed within us? How do we nourish that?